we celebrate the memory of St. Mary of Egypt. And when you read her life or you hear her life read at the services, you might be tempted to ask the question, is it really possible that someone who was as sinful as this woman could become as great a saint as she became? It's possible, but there's one thing about the time of St. Mary that differs from our own time, which perhaps gives us more reason to doubt, and that's that the time of St. Mary of Egypt, people who were sinners knew that they were sinners and didn't deny it. And so when she had the experience of being barred entry into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, she immediately knew what the reason for that was. She wasn't left guessing as to why would God not allow me into this church. She knew the answer to the question. She knew all along that she was doing things that were not right, but she did them anyway. But she didn't deny the fact that they were wrong. Had she lived in her own time, she might have made the case that she was just living an alternative lifestyle, or that she had some sort of a genetic predisposition to be the way that she was, or that maybe it was her parents' fault because they were not tender and loving enough, or that they weren't always there for her when she was a child, and so it was someone else that was to blame. We have people who try to argue, for example, that homosexuality is not really a sin because, after all, even though they haven't really discovered the gay gene yet, they say that there probably is one, so people talk about it as if it's already been proven. But let's just say, for the sake of argument, that they find such a gene. We already know that there's a gene that gives one a predisposition to being an alcoholic. And yet, if a person's ripping drunk and they're driving down the highway and a policeman pulls them over, the person who's drunk, if they were to say, well, I was born this way, that wouldn't get them very far. It wouldn't get them very far with the cop. It wouldn't get them very far with the judge. Because even if we would say, okay, well, you've got more of a struggle in that area than the average person, we'll give you that. But nevertheless, we would say you still have responsibility. You still have a choice. And we all are born with a predisposition to sin as a result of the fall. So all of us could say, well, I'm a sinner, but I was born this way. Well, yeah, that's true. That doesn't give you an excuse, because sin is sin. What's wrong is wrong. It used to be that if someone was a murderer or a thief, they knew it. But in our time, we have people who are murderers who believe that they're somehow justified because they're angry at society. They're getting revenge for the way that they were being treated unjustly. Or if they're a thief, they're only stealing because life has been unfair to them. Society has cheated them, and they're only getting what is rightfully theirs, and so therefore what they're doing is not really wrong. And even worse than that, you have people who are atheists, and what Dostoevsky said about what the logical conclusion of atheism is true. If there is no God, all things are lawful. And if you want proof of that, all you have to do is look at what's happened in the Soviet Union and in communist China with the millions, more than 100 million at the very least, people, innocent people, who were murdered by their own governments because their governments didn't believe there was a God, so therefore all things were lawful. If it advanced the cause of the state, if I have the power to make something happen, who's to say I shouldn't do it? If there is no God, who could look Adolf Hitler in the face and say what you did was wrong, or Joseph Stalin or Mao Zedong? They had the power to do it. Who says that what they did was wrong? By what authority do you say that? And so the problem with these attitudes that we have today is that if you take away the realization that sin is sin, and that we have some responsibility to not sin, you bar the door of salvation. Because how can you repent if you don't really believe you've done anything wrong? To be a murderer is a bad thing. To be a thief is a bad thing. To be a prostitute is a bad thing. To be a homosexual is a bad thing. But there's something worse than all of those things, and that's when you teach something or believe something that prevents people from finding salvation. That's what heresy is. You're leading people astray. And so if you believe or you teach people that somehow sin is not sin, that these things are not really something that people need to repent for, you're barring the door to salvation. You're giving these people a bum steer if they really believe that. The prophet Isaiah said in the Old Testament, "Woe unto you who call evil good and good evil." Why is that? Because to sin with yourself is a bad thing. To do something that you, on your own, that's sinful is bad. To do something that involves another person is worse. But to teach people things that lead them astray are even worse than any of those things. That's the absolute worst sin. In the sayings of the Desert Fathers, there was a certain monk who some other monks were testing his humility, and they said, "Abba so-and-so, he's a liar, he's a thief," and he just kept nodding his head, "Yes, all these things are true." But when they got to the part about, at a certain point, they said, "And he's a heretic." He said, "No, I'm not a heretic." And they asked him, "Well, why did you humbly accept everything that we said up to that point?" And he said, "Because a heretic is cut off from the church." But if we acknowledge that we have sin, even if we are struggling with a sin, the possibility of repentance is always there. St. John wrote in his first epistle, "If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us of all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us." Let us reject this nonsense that has become so popular in our day that would say that sin is not a sin. Let's be careful about what we excuse in ourselves or in others, and especially guard ourselves from searing our hearts to the point where we actually believe those things. We no longer feel that tweak of conscience, that to where most of us really know when we're doing wrong deep down, and if we think about it, we have that realization. But if you continue to sear your conscience, you can get to a point where that your conscience no longer is heard at all. So let us be careful that we not do that and believe or teach that what is good is evil or what is evil is good. Amen.